This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go down to Shell Beach and chat with Robbie Campo for a few minutes. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Well, doing great, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's that wind going to be today? It looks like it later on it might come up a little blow, but that might not be such a bad thing if the Gannats are going to be out today, which this is kind of a Gannat type of day.
Well, I tell you, Don, the wind has switched to the northeast, which is good. We've been having – We experienced northwest winds just about all week. We had very low water conditions. Water is still low this morning. If you're going to run out of the Spalls Canal, like so many people do, when you get to the other end, it's been a big mud flat on the other end. I had several people stuck down there yesterday. This is where your CETO membership comes in handy. Make sure you have that. Call Christian Orfanello and get a CETO membership, please, because it's not if, it's when, people. You will get stuck or broke down or something, and they will come get you. And that's what happened yesterday, Don. We had so many people stuck down on the end of Spalls Canal. I'm sure CETO had a field day yesterday pulling people out. It's just been low water conditions all week, muddy water, hard to catch fish in muddy water all week. They did manage to pull a few redfish out of their hatch this week. I didn't see as many trout as I wanted to see this week, but nevertheless, I mean, you know, given the fishing conditions that were, you know, that we had, I don't think the guys did bad. And today, look, if it was going to be me, I think I would be around on the backside of that dam, fishing points, or maybe going out to, you know, towards the Long Rocks, at least towards Anastasio. That's the only place that had clean water yesterday. And we got a little wind shift that it's supposed to start coming out of the east throughout the day, is what I'm told. Now, if that's going to happen, I don't know, but it is northeast right now. So anywhere behind Stump Lagoon, it was really low water conditions back there. Also, it's just be careful where you're going today, Don. It's just unless this water turns around and comes back in, you're gonna have kind of experience the same thing this morning as they did all during the week. One thing I do want to mention today is the Irish Italian Eslanos Parade in Chalmette. So if you're coming down here, your only outlets to get back home, if you live in Metairie, is to go back up St. Bernard Highway, or if you from across the lake on the North Shore, is to hit Jacob Drive, I believe it is, right past Valero, and go out the back and then hit 510, hit Genie Street and hit 510. So we have that thing, and that's going to have Judge Perez cluttered up most of the day. Live shrimp or we don't have many, I'm going to say that. Due to low water conditions, boats couldn't get around like they wanted to get from spot to spot. Don, it was just a hectic week. I think we're probably going to be out of shrimp for 6:30 or so. So make phone calls, people. David Dixon over at Bait Inc., they have live bait. Mr. Tony Cucci over in just down the road from him, over behind Gulf Outlet Marine, the Quality Inn Motel, they have live shrimp. make phone calls, people. I think Jack has some. Hope Dale has some. So make phone calls before you come down here and expect me to have it. I don't know how long it's going to be. We got a big old crowd of people here right now buying up live shrimp. So make sure you make phone calls. That's all I could. The best advice I could give you. Now, if you what was working really well this week with the low water conditions and muddy water conditions was the lemon drop matrix shad plug did really well this week because of the short, I guess, because of the color and the, you know, in the low water conditions would be making it muddy. That plug was on fire this week down here, Don. It worked really well. So if you don't get live shrimp, don't be all discouraged, because lemon head plug worked really well.
All right, sounds good, Robbie. I'll tell you what you might want to do is when you get very low or next to being out of shrimp, why don't you shoot me a text if it's before we go off the air, and I'll put that word out so people won't have to drive all the way down to you and then make another trip back up the road to get live shrimp if that's what they have to have.
Yep, I will keep you posted this morning, Don. And like I said, it was, you know, it's not that we weren't catching bait. We were out every day, but it's just that the water was too low and boats operating behind, you know, the Hopedale Delacroix area back there right now. And you got a boat that draws 3 feet of water in 3 feet, that don't work out too well. So, you got crab traps, and man, it was just a hectic week back there, you know, trying to catch bait. So, but we'll do that. We'll keep you posted and let you know. And again, we apologize for last Saturday. We didn't have any phone service down here, listeners. So, we apologize for last week. Mr. Glenn couldn't call in while I was turkey hunting in Texas. So, we didn't get phone service down here till 10 o'clock. So, again, we apologize for that. And we'll try not to – nothing we could do about it, but, we'll try not to let that happen again.
Well, all the people that got mad will get over it in 100 years or so, so it's no big deal.
Okay? Yeah, probably so.
All right, Rob. Have fun down there. Thanks for the fishing, the meteorological report, and also the traffic update. We appreciate all you do down there for us in the parish.
Absolutely.
All
right, talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Robbie Campo.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.